Good morning and good evening. This is Cheers for Ears. I'm Randy.
And I'm Andy.
On Cheers for Ears, we talk about topics that interest you and us.
If you'd like to hear more topics and podcasts like this one, please follow our Spotify. Thank you.
Welcome back. It's Cheers for Ears. It has been a while now, but yeah. No special guest today.
Obviously, yeah, Skylar continually being in that over and over again.
It's cool for him staying. But he is. Today, we just, well, actually not today, but it's already been a month. A lot of stuff.
We have a lot of stuff on our plate.
COVID-19.
Oh, it's all right. Randy, it's okay. You can say at least once. I will give you an pass. That's an pass. But yes, today, like Randy said, it's been a while. It's been
a month. What? Yeah.
A month now? Yeah, it's been around a month now.
No special guest. It's just both of us.
And virus that
has been. Worse.
Actually, no. Hang on. I'm not going to say worse. Because I don't want to make any bold statements. But here, let me... I was talking to Randy. Yes, COVID-19. The worst.
Yeah. Holy crap. What are some good video games you've been playing during this quarantine?
Yeah.
Overwatch, yeah. I wanted to play Overwatch ever since it came out. Like, you know how I said in the Minecraft episode? I was talking to Randy, everyone, that I just pulled up this map of, like, the total amount of stuff. And so I'm going to read this off to you, Randy. So I have currently 460,250 confirmed cases worldwide, and there are 20,875 cases that have died of those cases. Rest in peace. But we have a total of 113,691 cases that have been cured, which I don't know to you, Randy, but that is an amazing number.
A new reason to not be in quarantine anymore. That's great. It's actually a good...
Right, exactly. Well, being quarantined just...
Dude, quarantine
just
sucks.
Not like, you know...
Like, fuck quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
But, COVID-19... So... spread it worldwide.
We're coming to get you. Yes. And it said that it started in around, like,
China?
What city did it start in? Do you know exactly?
Was it?
China is that area, right?
Well, I'm not
entirely
certain of that fact. I don't really know where it came from. So...
Yeah. Okay. So, So how's quarantine going for you? Because, I just want to explain it. Yeah. I want to explain to everyone. So currently me and Randy are at home and everybody else within our district is at home. You have to be in quarantine. They sit around until April, like after our spring break and stuff. So yeah.
Quarantine's been a big boredom. I have been doing homework assigned by teachers.
Nothing.
What homework
have you been doing?
Actually, assigned to me on Google Classroom. But it's been pretty, I guess, ruffled. But lately, I've been thinking a lot, you know, passing time, playing a lot of video games, that's for sure.
I know. Well, now I have. How I never played a game
you
of
never
Fortnite.
Played a game of Fortnite. That really
yeah,
got
never,
me.
I've never played Fortnite. And hey, for playing my first game of Fortnite, is getting in 17th place a really good?
Okay.
Is that good?
Sure. For a start, yes, that's pretty good. That's
17th place? Yeah. Except I saw Skylar get the victory royale after my game, so.
Yeah, how's quarantine for you, man? But
Quarantine, I don't know. I just, you know, came out with the new, like, two songs. Which, how would you think of them?
Everyone, please check out Andy's song, DJ Ace, SoundCloud. Oh, you did?
Actually, I changed. I changed my name. Yeah, so I changed it because a couple labels didn't like DJ Ace being on their company. So what they asked me to change it, and I changed it. And so it's now called Land of Ace.
But you guys should go check it out, DJ Ace. Listen to it during quarantine. I'm probably guessing some of you are, well, most of you are in quarantine, obviously.
Yeah. Since our audience is towards younger followers, please go check it out. If you're in quarantine, my music, I Randy's saying, I think it's good. Randy says this, he thinks it's good. So please go check me out. And it'd be really appreciative because,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Quarantine is going on. I've been playing a lot of video games lately, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said Overwatch. Is there any other games, like any new games that have just come out that you're playing during quarantine?
No, that's basically it, actually. Yeah, just a lot of Overwatch reading. Reading books such as Heroes of the Valley. Check, if you guys don't know what that book is, it's pretty good. Gonna get into detail. It's a long-ass book. Just gonna tell you that right now. And
yeah, it's all right.
You know, trying to make a good choices from this quarantine stuff. It's really, really bothering me. You guys stay safe out there.
Yeah. I saw a sign when we were on the road. We were headed up to Lake Tahoe this past weekend, and there was a sign on the road that said, "Disinfect to protect."
Yeah.
And it just says wash.
But why Lake Tahoe, dude? That's kind of
So
this is kind of like, isn't it under quarantine as well?
Yeah. So, sorry. Let me get this correct. I didn't mean Lake Tahoe. I meant Donner Lake. They're under quarantine. All their like stuff is all shut down, which we were really sad. And what I mean by me and my brother, since I'm a snowboarder and he's a skier, we're looking over like the new powder that had just like, you know, fallen down. And we were just wishing like we could have gone on that because the slopes were open and that was, man, it was beautiful. Jesus.
So, I mean, yeah, sounds pretty legit. Sounds pretty fun. I even want to get into detail on the latest stuff that's been going on under quarantine.
Yeah.
Well, not under quarantine, but under, I don't want to be, you know, the biased person here, but Marvel's new characters, if you haven't seen them, are trash. You should go. They're new Marvel characters.
New characters for what?
Yep.
Are they starting wait, what?
I mean, let's.
How did I not know about this?
Take a look at it. It's ridiculous. They look like straight out of a. No, they
straight out of jail, straight out of Compton. What are you trying to say here,
like,
buddy?
They straight out of what is that one? What is that one
place
called? That one game. It's like Overwatch characters.
You said Marvel's.
Yeah, they.
Oh, that's weird. Marvel's.
Marvel's
new characters. What characters?
It's a comic. It's a comic. It's not
the newest.
Yeah, it's a comic
book. Oh, but they're starting a new comic book. It's probably
going to lead to some type of animation. Oh gosh,
that would be cool if it did.
If you saw them, or if you're a big Marvel fan, this would be such a disappointment. But it's hilariously disappointing. Like that's all I have.
There's Carmella Khan. That's the only one I'm seeing on CNTE.
Look it up on YouTube.
Or E.T. I don't know.
Yeah, but if you guys know what I'm talking about, gosh, you guys will understand the impact, the disappointment in our eyes to Marvel fans. It's that.
I mean, yeah, I'm a Marvel fan myself, too, so that makes sense.
Really? Well, seeing because Marvel's on OCs, because Stan Lee, you know, has passed away. They're out of characters. They don't know what else to do. So I wouldn't They just have to really just work more.
Doesn't Stanley have some like old notebooks to make OC? Yeah, but why would
they do that? They wouldn't, you know, they don't want to do that. They'd rather make their own characters.
But then it would be, they could like make it Stanley's legacy or something, like a movie like that. Yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do. Wouldn't that be cool? Like they made a documentary about Stanley.
They have already.
Yeah, because
come on, man.
They already have a documentary about Stanley?
They do. They do.
Well, hey, I don't know. They might have.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
I mean, because, yeah. Stanley was a.
He was a hell of a great man.
He changed a lot of people's lives. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you have ever met him, and neither have I.
That would have been a great honor.
Yeah, I know. From what actors like Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr., they all say that he was actually like very kiddish. Like he had so much energy. So I mean, that seems like a pretty cool person to be like still like a kid. When you're I don't know, what age did he die at?
80 something. I'm not entirely sure.
Let me see. Let me look it up. Yeah, because, I mean, to be whatever age, I mean, we know he was, like, somewhat old.
Yeah.
Still be a kid-ish, like, at that time. That's still amazing. Yeah, it looks like he was... What? He died on November 12th, and then he was born in December 28. How old is that?
Sad life.
Yeah. Well, anyways, he did change a lot of people's lives with the Marvel comics and stuff like that. So, yeah. And when I say changing people's lives, I'm kind of like saying that
many people looked up to his characters. He's a big impact to many writers out there.
He was. To say the least, he's a huge impact on my writings too, just a little bit. Like I have some metaphors that go back to the Marvel world and stuff. So yeah.
Well, there goes that. A lot of stuff's been going on lately. What about your cooking? What are you doing on that? Yeah, you're...
Oh, my diet, cooking, man, and stuff? Well, dude, as I'm sitting...
Yeah.
My diet? Oh, right, from New Year's resolution. Well, with this quarantine, it's kind of not going that well.
I have...
Because, you know...
lately on rations. Toilet paper.
Oh, just...
Sure.
Oh,
Jesus,
wow.
Which... Toilet paper really...
Yes. That's right. That is a topic. That is a topic that we need to cover. The toilet paper crisis in California.
I have.
Are you
seen
kidding
Costco.
Me? Have you seen
everything
Costco?
Everything is
right?
empty.
Have you, do you...
Everything. It is that... crazy.
Everything.
Exactly.
It's like completely bare, and this is something I thought of, and this is, you know, those times when you're in the bathroom. And then I'm talking like before this all COVID-19 crisis or whatever. And you know, you're sitting on the toilet and then you realize you're out of toilet paper. And then you realize there's no rolls left behind you. And then you realize that there's a perfectly good box of tissues right behind you. Why don't we just like
you?
That's what I'm thinking about doing is that just if people don't buy like tissue paper, then just buy tissue paper.
All those
because it's
what
know,
are those bears?
It's just like
those
toilet
bears
paper
again. Those Bear brand toilet papers. Jesus, those are those feel amazing.
Oh, jeez.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I know that they feel so
cracked, man.
Yeah, like you just said. but yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, if you can't really explain it, you know, you just have to.
just have to experience it.
Exactly. You just have to experience it.
There goes the toilet paper.
I think it's called Sharpies.
I have had some in stock from, luckily, from my aunties.
Oh, good. So how many rolls do you have left?
Enough. It's enough. It's enough.
Okay.
Two paper rolls.
Okay, because we might need some. We have like five rolls of toilet paper here. And with a family of four, we go out really quickly. Except that's something I have a question about, is why is everybody stocking up on toilet paper of all things? Shouldn't it be, like people should be stocking up on bleach, soap,
towels. They should be stocking up on those things. Why toilet paper? Not having toilet paper to wipe your crack when you're in the bathroom. Like, imagine you're in a scenario where you're just sitting on the toilet and you say, oh, look, Walmart's closed down. Everything's closed down. But where's the toilet paper? You know? Where's the toilet paper? Right. I guess that was their... That's what people were thinking. I'm just saying, it's... Yeah.
Yeah, no. Exactly. No, I can see that. I can see that point of view.
I'm just saying. I really have no idea, actually.
Something that may, like, finally makes sense.
Yeah, nothing makes sense anymore. Because, Andy. I mean... Nothing makes sense anymore.
To be honest, I'm...
Like, what?
I know.
Nothing.
COVID-19.
Everything.
Nothing makes sense. Shit.
That's it.
Nothing. I know. Right, exactly.
I mean, we're going back to school later.
And, like, during. Oh, man.
After this month, which is.
Yeah, I know. But think about going back to school, dude. Everything's going to be a mess.
Don't even get me started. Defenses. Oh, God.
Dude. I just don't. I'm so stressed. Oh man. I don't even know. Yeah, like what you just said. I don't even know where to start. Really, I don't.
You know, fuck us up. Yep.
Yeah, it is.
During the days, extra work. That's for sure.
It's gonna nip us in the butt.
But it's really gonna. Yeah. After this coronavirus shenanigans, it's really gonna fuck up everything.
Everything's gonna be. Teachers are going to be losing their fucking minds.
Stress is just going to be upon us.
Oh my gosh. Can we just not, like, have the rest of the school this year? Like, can we just chill at home?
It's a part of our daily lives. This quarantine is just giving us an excuse for, wiping our crack with sticks.
Right, but, exactly. Perfect.
Yeah, the quarantine's in serious terms. It's good. It's good for, you know, us to stay at home. Actually, it's not. It's killing us slowly.
Yeah.
It's literally giving me more depression and anxiety than I should get right now. Yeah.
Exactly. Like they say, get out of the house, but don't get out of the house to go. Like for me, getting out of the house. Like, if I want to say I want to get out of the house, I want to go on a bike ride. Like, I've been going with my brother to the fucking river, man. I just want to get out of the house to go like, on a bike ride.
But now we can't.
To enjoy, like, for a while. Yeah. You have to stay inside. Like even in San Francisco, if you're outside because of non, like, essential purposing, then there's, I think you get arrested or you get fined or something. But it's like, oh man, it's brutal. San Francisco's in San Francisco.
On some stuff. It's really bad.
Yeah. And to know that New York is starting to like export it like by accident, that's scary. That's scary because I know that New York is like, oh man,
it is scary.
It's fucking scary, man.
Honestly, we will be okay.
Yeah.
We'll have a big impact on the economy, but we will be okay.
Right, it will. And Trump wants to like bring in like stocks like
in
a month? How is that? That's stupid. You don't do that. You're not going to be able to bring in stocks while this coronavirus thing is going to be happening. That's not happening. I don't know. But another thing I just wanted to point out because of this coronavirus, I know that like young people are not physically affected. Everybody thinks that. And a lot of young people are being very cavalier about the coronavirus and getting it. And the thing is young people should not be cavalier. They should be the most like hot. They should be on the spot on every single fucking thing they touch. Weird. Like it every has to be single some type of
scientific thing, meaning to this. Having, that kids
right because
aren't really highly affected to this disease. Seeing that elderlies,
right?
The more elderlies, they're more affected to this type of symptom than teens are, like you and me. It's really, it's scary.
It's scary because like for me, for example, I have somebody in my family and she doesn't have that like high of an immune system, and if I bring that virus into the house, and I don't think I have the virus because I don't know if it, because it can be like a common cold to me, but it's actually the coronavirus, and then I give it to that person, she can die, and it's scary, man. It's really scary. And then this is another thing that I kind of have anxiety about, is that this virus, it can, like every other virus, it will spread. It will adapt. It will adapt to affect
so that means, every host that it's means on. It can affect us then.
Like for young people.
It could affect us. They're on
It will. Well, no, eventually it can affect us because of the adaptation that this virus through.
I see.
Yeah, progress through. Which is, man, it's scary. Oof. Oh man.
Evil.
Well, anyways.
Yeah.
We should end it there. Yeah. Thank you Stay everybody home. For listening. Please, like I said,
do the five steps.
Follow.
It's really important.
Yes.
It's five fingers.
Is it 5 or 15? Trump said 15. Okay, yep. 5. All right. Wash your hands, stay home, and if you need to get out, don't get out to go to the store. Get out, take a walk, and then come back inside. So, yep, everybody, please stay safe.
Make sure you're stocking
toilet paper. And enjoy being in quarantine. And yes, and make sure you stock up on toilet paper.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, everybody, for listening.
All right, Andy. Bye. That was pretty good.